So Mevo'os Haruchavim Tezainam. So it was a movie in the, well, in the sense there was houses opening up into it. It was made to be, you know, function as a movie, one of the movies of the city.
Right.
But now the Mishnah Berurah has the girsa umiskatzrim biksoson, and but at some point instead of being tezainam, it became a little bit more narrow. Oh, now the Mishnah Berurah says shein behem tezainam, they don't have tezainam at all. But the ark of the ark is just a rabbi. Yesharim shem is just a rabbi because there is just a rabbi because their ark is the ark is just a rabbi. What a picture! What a So the first case is you have a regular mobile, which is at some point in the middle it gets a little bit more narrow. Mm-hmm. Since the flow of the traffic coming in is Tezainam, the flow of traffic going out is Tezainam, so it remains versus a rabbi. But here is the second scenario where the whole mobile starts here and ends here, and the whole time is less than 10 amas.
Mm-hmm.
Or less than 16 amas.
16 amas wide.
But it flows in the same direction as versus a rabbi. So we'll have
it connects into two Rishus Rabbins.
Right, the one in front, the one afterwards. So it's the Rishus Rabbin in the middle because everybody's going to compress themselves into that space.
Mm-hmm.
So that's considered extension of Rishus Rabbin. So as written is incorrect. And this is a Gro who says that. I mean, part of the mubi became smaller, became narrowed. Oh, shema tezayinam, or the whole thing was not tezayinam, but its length went the same direction as the rishus harab.
Yesharim shema shema. The change of gears is instead of the ain, it's o shein ban. Is that the change?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And then it also adds in the order. He changes the order a little bit. He puts that first. Explanation is, the first scenario was the movie was 16 amas wide, and once at some point it became more narrowed. Then it took it a step further. The whole mavi from beginning to end is not 16 amas wide. Since it goes along the same direction as Rishus Harab, and it is open, totally open to it in both sides, and v'rabim breaking by, so there, and the traffic literally breaks through. It means it will all funnel itself into that area and come through. So the rabbim is passing through this more narrow area. It's considered an extension of the Rishus Rabbim, and it's considered a halachic Rishus Rabbim, even though it's not 16 amas wide. Vani Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha deals with if at one end it's open to Rishus Rabbim. You have the rabbim flowing through, on the other end, it's not directly open. Let's say there would be, some type of wall or something like that. But there's a door, and there's some way for people to get around it, but it's not directly open. That's the idea in the Bel Lachem. You know, Perish Machaber Shura. And the Shulchan Aruch does not say, maybe this halacha is only true if it's 13 amas wide, it's 10 amas wide, it's 3 amas wide. You know, it doesn't say. So how big does it have to be able to be okay? Mashda feel im amavi kotzer harbe vein masik afil yud gimel amma. It's very narrow. It doesn't even hold. It's not even 13 amas wide. Gam can have a rishus rabim deyizu. That's enough to make it rishus rab. That's what it would seem to indicate from the lack of the Shulchan Aruch giving any qualifications and limitations. Now, the reason why he's picking that number, because we'll see in the next sif, that there is a requirement of a minimal size. Okay. Next test. Mavos HaRachavim, Yud Gimel Amo Shlish. It's 13 and a third amas wide. Ushnei Roshayim Ufuloshim Shisarabim. Shehu Rachav Tezayim. And it opens up on both sides, to Rosh Hashanah, which is 16 amas wide. Yeshamim is Shehu Rosh Hashanah. Some say that's also called Rosh Hashanah. In other words, here it's going, opening up. Forget the numbers for a second. Right, but it's here's Rosh Hashanah. Here's Rosh Hashanah. It's going. Instead of perpendicular to the Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to parallel to the Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
But it opens on both sides, and people would go through there. So some say that that's only Rosh Hashanah, but 16 amas wide. And some say, no, even with 13 and a half amas.
How did you get that number, the 13 and a third?
Okay, we'll see. Zot Meshavurah. Okay. Chavav. Yud Gimel Amas Ushlish. Sir Luhu. So this opinion, which is a Tosis, it's a Rosh, okay. Shame to read, it's a Tosis. The study really is a Gemara. How to learn a piece of Gemara, which the Gemara mentions such a number. Sila de Bashir Zeb. They hold that this amount, which is not a significant number down from the 16, is still usable by the Rabbin. And therefore, Mahani Kishne Rishel Mufaloshim Rishas Rabbin. Therefore, it will work together with the fact that both sides are open up to Rosh Hashanah. So that would be. So basically, what's happening over here is that whereas in Sif Ches, Mishnah Berurah pointed out that the you only need 13, since it's going in the same direction as the flow of the Shusarabim, that's sufficient. Right. But since over here it's perpendicular, we're going to say that you need some amount, some size, which would allow a normal flow of the Rabim to go through there. I think in the first case, the flow of the Rabim is forced to go through there. So we don't care how big it is. Over here, they only will go through there if they feel it's usable. You're not going to get a major flow unless they feel it's usable. And this is a bidyavit type of a size for people.
But it has to be that sheer. It has to be
at least 13 and a third. Right.
That could be problematic anyway because we were talking about the shishim riboy. And basically, so we're saying if some of the big streets are problematic, but sometimes you have streets going into the big street. So they're also considered Rosh Hashanah, even though they may not have Shishim Ribui in on those streets, but they're still connecting to the big street.
Right, exactly. Yeah, correct.
So like, I mean, maybe, let's say University Boulevard may have the Shishim Ribui, but maybe the side streets won't. And even if you make an error of not including it, those blocks go into it, so they may, and if they're wide enough, they may be considered Rosh Hashanah and Shishim Ribui also because they connect. No,
That's an interesting question. Something which I'm not 100% sure about at this point of this is this ignoring the requirement of 600,000, and it's only dealing with the issue of size.
Oh.
Saying well, the issue with 16 amas, there are cases where you can get away with less than 16 amas, but you still need the flow. So, or is it saying, since they're connected to Rosh Hashanah, which has, so they don't need that flow themselves, since they're connected to Rosh Hashanah?
Right.
It's a question which I'm not clear about. It's a question which I wonder about myself. I'm not sure. Chavav, Chavzayin, Yesh Arma Shehu Rosh Hashanah. The Kibbutz Rosh Hashanah, Gemur Yesh Mishnei Rosh Hashanah. You have full-fledged Rosh Hashanah on both sides. A. Mboikim Arabim, Umahalchim Rosh Hashanah, and Derech HaMavi. And the people use this as a shortcut to flow from Rosh Hashanah A to Rosh Hashanah B. Then to the Havi Tashmish to Rabim Gamba Zoya Movi, Rechashiv Rosh Hashanah Matzva. So the Rabim uses this Movi. This became the place for the flow of the traffic of the Rabim. Then Now, v'hodim avur l'kamom in simeshin samach dalad. The mavi ha'mafulach b'shnei rishel l'rishus harabim ain din rishus harabim. We'll find out later on that even though it's connected on both sides, it's not rishus harabim. So according to this, ma'arikish ain rochav yud gimalam, it wasn't wide enough. Oh, the ma'arikish ha'mavi mafulach b'shnei stodim l'rech rishus harabim. Then rabin boikim boi. It connects in a way that the rabbim is not going to flow through there. The Misha writes a lichnois mishus rabbim lamavi who tzarach laakim darker. He would have to go out of his way. Mekan marish amavi harloch laerch mishus rabbim. Ochon derech mavi said the head of the mishus rabbim ha'achshik connectoi. Chen yesham mishus rabbim gamal mavi. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Misha Berzon in this case is arguing on the previous sif, and it's going in the same length. Going in the same direction as the Rishus HaRabim. It's like it's the case before a Sif Ches, and they're arguing, is any amount sufficient? And some say, no, you need 613 Amos. Mm-hmm. Why? In the case where it's going perpendicular, that's the case in Shin Samach Dalad, where only there, it's only going to be Rishus HaRabim if it's 16 Amos wide itself. Okay, this case is arguing. Yud. Called over Shahub Rishus Harabim. You have any item in the Rishus Harabim, if it's less than 3 Tvachim high, it's part of the Rishus Harabim. Afilo him kotsim oitsoya, even if it's there'd be a pile of thorns, you know, a little thorn bush there, oitsoya, or the pile of tzoya, shein rabim darsim alem. People do not walk there because it's painful or it's dirty. So it's if so, we could argue it's not part of the flow of the rishus rabim. Cheshuv and kikarka b'havi rishus rabim. We consider it's less. It says it's less than 3 tefachim high. It's part of the ground and it's part of the rishus rabim. V'mugavoya shloisha. If it's 3 tefachim high, v'mishlosha atisha from 3 up to 9 tefachim high. So you can't step on it. It's too high to step on. It's not high enough to be Rishus HaYochid. We'll see that nine gets its own din, possibly. So it's up to 9, not including 9. So what is it? It's not part of the Rishus HaRabim anymore. Simu Rochav Arbo Al Arbo Havi Karmelis. If it's 4x4 and it's at least 3 Tvachim high but less than 9, it's a Karmelis. If you made a rochav arba al arba, it's not 4x4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Havi makom patur. So once it's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it's a makom patur. No matter how, once it's 3 tefachim high, I don't care how. It can be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, let's say 9, 10, 11, 12, less than 4x4. Vimu gavoya, tisha tefachim mitzum samim. It's exactly 9 tefachim tall. Okay. People use it to adjust their packages on. You'd have, let's say, a post, which is there in the middle of the Rabbim, which is a good place, and people can, if they have their carrying stuff on their back, they can sort of like support it on that post and adjust it. So even though it's made to hold something, that might be for walking, but its whole function is to facilitate walking. It's there to use to adjust your packages.
You're saying that you're learning shot that the 9 is exactly some of that means it can't be 9 and 3/4. You're saying it's exactly 9.
Correct.
I mean, based on the word mitzum summon.
Correct. So even though it's really it's not a place of walking, it's a place of putting something down.
Mechatvim is that they're adjusting their packages on it.
Correct.
Doesn't that change as people get, you know, because nowadays people are taller than they used to be in those days.
Again, it has to be the lochas, it has to be that's actually used for it.
Saying,
so if it's
saying,
not used, it's not used.
We're saying it based on the heights that people used to be at those days.
Correct.
Which is probably shorter than today.
So, Haber says, Rabbim, Afilo Eino Rochav Arba, even if it's not 4x4, it's Rishus Rabbim, because it's made for the Tashmish of the Rishus of the Rabbim. So that's the Morris case is 9 tefachim. So the Rambam says it means exactly 9. Comes along the rush, and the tour follows the rush. It's not only 9, it means anything from the height of 9 tefachim up to, but not including 10 tefachim. And Rav Mechatel, if the people use it, it's also Rosh Hashanah, I feel, and on Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not 4x4, but since it's used by people, that's for part of the flow of the traffic, it facilitates the flow of the traffic, so it's Rosh Hashanah. And we have Sar Lamala, from 10 Tfachim up and above, even Rosh Hashanah, so it's 4x4 and 10 Tfachim high, it's Rosh Hashanah. Lav, if it's 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4x4, how we makam tour? Fill yeshba makam kadei lachak lashima larba. Even if you could theoretically create a situation where you would, in a conjunction with, let's say, something which is right near it, would function by as 4x4. So that theoretically, you could use it to support something together with another item which is nearby. With equivalent of 4x4, but since it itself is not 4x4, it's not considered a rishus hayachid. Okay. Shabura chav ches filohem kaitzim. So you have this item in the rishus haram. It's less than 3 tefachim high, and it's kaitzim or it's soya. So it's part of the ground. The chalpoches mishloisha kaim alone. The enuchel lekas rishus laatzma. Anything less than 3 tefachim. It's not its own place. And becomes insignificant. It becomes just part of the ground of the Rosh Hashanah. If it's three up to but not including nine, you can't step on it. It's too high to step on. It's too high to step on. So nafkum klal rishus harabim. It's not part of rishus harabim because people don't go there. Klal rishus yachid leiboa ad gaiva asara tvachim. But it's not tall enough to be rishus yachid. So what is it? So if it's 4x4, Chazal gave a dinam a karmelis. And also chachamim shem karmelis. Shurishus laatzmoy. You cannot transfer from there to Rishus Yochid nor to Rishus Arabim. In a Rokh of our ball above, if it's that height, more than 3, it's 3 and more, but up to less than 9, and it's not 4x4. Even if it's longer than 4, but we don't combine the length and the width together to create the square area. So the next shabbos rishus laatzma elin ken yesh by arba tefachim ba'aruch and arba b'aruch. So it has to be. I said 2 days ago. I said incorrectly. It has to be at least 4 each in each direction. You can't say 2x8 is not the equivalent of 4x4. Tisha tefachim.
That's what you said last time.
I corrected yesterday, but Fred wasn't here yesterday.
Oh.
To hear the correction.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
There you go.
Lamed al tisha tefachim. The Bashir said, Derech many odom b'rishus harabim l'chatev alav. That height of 9 tefachim, it was normal for people to use to adjust their packages on. Lashem kosev, their shoulders, you know, things that are on their shoulders, they're adjusting them. They don't look a boy. It's not high. Well, no, but it's not low. but less than 9 tefachim. Shein ro'en l'chasev alov. It's not normal to use it for adjusting. Even if people would use it, but since it's not considered a normal way to do it, the Mar calls it a tashur ayidei adchak. If you're using it in that, when it's shorter than that, it would be a forced type of usage. Well, we got it adjust, and there's nothing else available. It's short, so we'll use it, but it's not really made for that. It doesn't really function well in that purpose. So it's not part of the shesurah. But if it's 9 tefachim already, that's considered a very usable height. The Rambam says, "Mitzum samin." The Rambam says if it's what it's 10, it's Rishus HaYochid.
Right.
Up to 9, it's a caramelist. Exactly at 9, it's a Rishus HaRabim again. Mm-hmm. And from according to the Rambam, you know, from after 9 until 10, it's a caramelist again. It'll be 4x4, and that's it. And we have to add the condition of Rabbi Mechatan Olav, that people actually use it. B'she'ein Mechatan Olav, people don't actually use it, they don't use it to adjust. Av al gav, the Roy Mechatan Olav, even though it is usable, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim, even if it's Rochav Arbo. Now the Sheretzian points out Olam Avav, that this is a Mechloikas actually. The quotes that the Ravid says as such, that the Rambam holds even Roy Lekatev is enough. So, because the Rambam is always going to be, if something exactly 9, it'll always be Rishus HaRabim. But he says, so why am I following that other opinion? I mean, besides the fact that it's a Magen Avraham, it's also Groh, it's Machria, that. It's only if it's actually being used, and also there's a Maamar Mordechai who says like that, so therefore so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, you need they're actually using it. Then he said it's Rishus HaRabim if it's at the height of 9, even though it's not 4x4, it's not really very easy to use, it doesn't really hold items so well, it's only very very small. If it's been used rekituv, and it's called roy rekituv. Fill in a rochav arba. If Avva gav the baum loy havi mokim choshev bepachas me'arba, we can't give something a status of a mokim unless it's 4x4. So kan the derech rabban lekatev alov after bepachas me'arba mashi l'rishus rabban. But over here, where it's being used as part of the usage of the rishus rabban to allow people to adjust their item. And it's smaller, but it's been used. It was actually being used, so that's enough to make it Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not 4x4. Then we said there's a second opinion that says that not only is it true when it's exactly 9, but everything from 9 until less than 10. The within the Gemara Mitisha, who does a tour? That's the tour's opinion. The Tirlei, the Hoder Mina Gemara Amud Tisha, when it says the Amud was 9 Tzvachim high. It doesn't come to exclude taller than that. It comes to exclude shorter than that. Who bought rock lafuke pochos mitisha? It's only not so, but it's less than 9 tvachim high. Then lo habrishu zarabim avol yosim mitisha. And chanami da habrishu zarabim kishu rabim mechatan olav. People are using it up to 10 tvachim high, from 9 to 10 tvachim. Anywhere at that height is considered rishu zarabim. Habrishu zarabim. Now, within the Tinnik of the Harbor Poskim Cholkim Moshe. The second opinion says that the Kor Ram is Dafka, specifically 9. That's how we hold.
So if it's even a little greater than 9, it's not. It's not Rishus HaRabim anymore.
Correct. Now, I don't know. It's like it's an interesting question. How much of this is Sword? How much of this was Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? I don't know. In other words, like your question nowadays, could we create? So, according to Shulchan Aruch, it has to be usable. It has to be used. I'm sorry. So nowadays, if people are taller, it's not used. So it's not used. So that becomes an irrelevant point. Question the other way around is when you say nowadays, in other words, what's the logic why 9 larger than taller than 9 is not? Pashut according to the Rambam is because either it's halacha moshe b'sinai, which it's hard to know when that was, or you know what that is, or it was. I mean, I guess you have a certain height of the person, a certain height of the package they used to carry, so this was a good height to adjust.
Exactly.
If it's too tall, so it's going to bite, they're not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do nowadays? Would that change? So I don't know. Not such a common...
I'm sure it doesn't change.
Right, but it's not clear, you know. The more never says it's a halacha moshe m'sinai, but the more doesn't seem to say some of these in Yonim are. So I don't know if this is included in that or not. So, I mean, the nafkamina is... So, again, the second half of the issue is you have to define how big a tefach is. Let's say, for argument's sake, you say a tefach is 3 inches. Mm. So, 10 tefachim is 30 inches. 9 tefachim is 27 inches. So, I come along a fire hydrant. It's not dal by dal, but it's 27 inches tall. Mm. And measure from the ground, and it's 27 inches tall. It's 28 inches. Mm. 29 inches. Now what? You know. And sometimes, you know, you'll see somebody is walking along, will stop and put something down on top of there to straighten it out. Mm-hmm. It's not used. So that most of these things are not used nowadays, so it's not such an issue.
In those days, they carried a lot on their backs, in like a knapsack.
Right. People are going back to their roots. Mm-hmm. Carry knapsacks again.
Yeah.
How rich is the rabbi? We did that, okay. Lamed Zayin. Now, if it's 10 and up, if it's 4x4, if Rachav Arbo, it said it's 4 with, so Mishabur explains, it means 4x4, Hanar Arbo Arbo, it means it's 4x4, it's a Shusar Yachid. If it's not, it's a Makam Matur, even if it has Kedei Lachuk. Now, what does that mean? Hainu Kagoyin, Ha'omid Samach L'Kaiso Mamish. This post that we're talking about was very near a wall. So, you could theoretically put something on the post, and then, you know, sort of like, the wall went higher. This post was right next, adjacent to the wall. It's right next to the wall. So, theoretically, if I would perceive as if the wall had been cut off and there's a space there to use, it would be 4x4. Mm. We don't say that. That's called Chaking Lahash. Chaking Lahash was that we look at as if chiseled in to use that area. Mela havi makom patur. So once that's, we don't look at it like that. It's makom patur. Mutter lahitzi mimenu rishus yach rishus rabim. Makom patur is totally mutter from there to either rishus. Now to go from rishus yach to makom patur to rishus rabim, that's a different story. We'll see later on about that. Okay, let's see if we can chaper one more over here. And I have to go. Yud Aleph. Gumar Rishus Rabin. Now you have a depression in the Rishus Rabin. Imenu Mukas Shalosh. It was not 3 tefachim deep. Hab Rishus Rabin. People will walk in that. If it's less than 3 tefachim deep, people will just walk through that. So that's insignificant. Mishalosh Arasara. If it's more than, if it's 3 tefachim deep, all the way down to 10 tefachim deep. Imrachava Arba. If it's 4x4, Havi Karmelis. Imlav. It's a Makom Patur. It's not a karmelis, it's not a rishus rabim, it's not a rishus yochid, so it's nothing. So if a person finds something in his pocket and he's looking for a makom patur to drop it in, sometimes you might, you know, you should look, looking down, not up, you might find something like that. V'imi amuka asora, if it's 10 deep, if it's 4x4, have rishus yochid, who should take out rechava arba? If it's 4x4, it's rishus yochid. If it's not, It's a makom patur, even though it's very, very deep. Yud Aleph. There's a commission for Lamates. In a mukas sholosh, avagav the rechava kama tefachim, even though it's this depression, which is less than 3 tefachim deep, even though it's quite wide, it's part of the Shesu Rabbim. If it's from 3 until 10, adasar afilo hoyer rabbim mishtamshim boy begumahi. People would, and the Shesu Rabbim would store things in there, they would put things in there. Tasha Yadel Chaku, Willishim Tasha. It was not easy to use it as such. You have to bend down and stick it in, etc. That's not called a usage of the rabbin, which would therefore make it into a Shusar Rabbin. Amukha Asar, if it's 10 deep. Now, is this talking about an empty pit or not? Afilu Malaya Mayim, there's water in it. Ashad the Worm, Shadam Istakabem, anything which is clear. Rara Masha Besaycha Machitzit, you can see the walls. I mean, Malaya Paris, if it's full of, say, grain or something of that sort. They're not visible. It's not a rishus yachid. I feel that didn't leave for noise, and even he's planning to take it out. Until he takes it out, it's not a rishus yachid. Who put the zark mitzaychem rishus rabim? Person would throw rishus rabim into this pit full of grain. He would be put. Because malkam yisur yesh, because it is aser. Given the parents who dover shiachol alit lemisham b'shabbos, you could take it out on Shabbos. So the spot of the garment of a boar mishmai doesn't lose its full din of being a boar, that it's also mirabonim. It's not like round. In other words, if it'd be full of dirt, you know, very loose dirt, which you could dig out, that's nothing. So it's not rishus arba, it's nothing. But grain, which is, or pears, which are theoretically mobile on Shabbos, they're not muksa. So it's not a full bit. Now, so comes a rash, but it says, Dafka pears, tevolim, ashar dover, sh'osu, l'taltum, avatum, l'chitza. So much which you're allowed to move, so theoretically it can be taken out. It's not, it can't create bitl machitza because you might be able to move, you might take it out. Whereas something which is muksa, so tevel is muksa, or something of that sort, which it's also to move, so that will be mevatel to the same machitzas. If it's not, if it's 10 deep and not 4, by 4, even though it's 20 amas deep, I don't care. It's not 4 by 4, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I'll live here.